Yud Gimel Amud Beis, top. Dorash Mareimer, Hani Yisuraisa de Sura, Mesachim Bohu. Afal Gav de Agdon, Le Minyona Bi Almahu de Agdon. Rashi Yisuraisa de Sura, Chavilei Konim, Shoyu Osim Limkor Beshuk. They had bundles of reeds that they sold, Umochin Osim Minyon, and they tied them together just to have a certain number that they sold. But they never kept them together like that to dry them up. So the whole gzeira of using bundles, not using bundles for schach, didn't apply to them. Mesachim bohem, the ein bohem mishum gzeiras otzer, the chol yimos hashana, lefi she'ein derech latzniyam ba'ogdam. It's not the derech to leave them in bundles and to dry them. So therefore, ela leminyana bi'alma, agdinu ad shimkru. They're only tied up till they're sold, in order to keep them separate in numbered batches. And you always open them up if you want to dry them out. And therefore, if you specifically put them on the sukkah, the shem schach, you don't have to undo them first. There's no gzeira of otzer because these things are never dried, and there's no gzeira over here. Okay, Omer of Abba, Hani Tzrifei de Urvini, Kivin Shehutra Roshi Ma'adonim Sholahem Ksherim. So Rashi learns Tzrifei de Urvini is Kamin Kuch Ogul Kikova, Venechboim Besochu Tzaydei Ophos. When people try to catch birds, so they have to hide. So they make this little tzrif, this little, like a beehive, made out of Aravos, which they hide inside of that. So it's tied at the top and at the bottom together. The Urvini also me'anfe aravos, made from aravos. The Godlin also mitachtov, piv rochov, ulamala koshin roshi amitzorim bechevel kesher echot. So it comes to a point at the top and it's wide at the bottom. And they tie on the top one knot to keep the ends, that end of the aravos together. It's like a trap, a net that they make for what's called to catch little fish. It's tied at one end. It's like a beehive. But it's not mamish woven up. It's tied at one end and it's looped around with a string at the other end. So lechora over here. So the Rashi learns it's not really a bundle of sticks; it's mamish like a little house. And still, the gzeira applies since it's made of more than one thing. It's made of 25 things at least, the way we learned before. Other rishonim learned that that wouldn't be aser mishum gzeira because bechlal people don't dry that out or whatever. It's not a bundle. It's a contraption. So the Ritva learns is talking about what's are called aravos, that taka they bind together and they tie at both ends. But we'll see in 1 second why the gzera doesn't apply to that. So the Gemara says kivin shehutu roshim adonim shlem ksherim. If you undo the knot at the top, it's okay. Right? Rashi says roshim adonim kesher ho'elyom, the top knot. If you undo it, then it's not considered a bundle. Madonim kmo hiskasher madonos kiyoma. Okay, it means a top knot. The Gemara says v'hagidim itatoy. The mice are still connected and tied at the bottom. Right, there's still a string that goes around them at the bottom. Amrapapa deshari lahu. You undo the knot of that string, but you don't take it out. Seinachanami. They're still connected, but it's kosher. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua fi'ilu teimid lo shari lahu. Right, you don't have to undo the bottom. Call eged she'eno osi l'taltel alo shvei eged. Since you can't carry it like that, a bundle is only considered a bundle if you can carry it the way that it is. But over here, it's so loosely connected that if you try to carry it, the things will fall apart. That's the way Rashi seems to learn. Other Rishonim learn that it won't fall apart, but it's not made to carry it like that. And therefore, only a bundle that's made to carry is where they made the gzeira, not something that you can't carry the way that it is. Mitatoy, letzad piv shukalua, lemaisa, in the bottom, it's still connected, with a this string that weaves around it. The shari lehu mati rashi achut shukalua bo veno tzorich lefki aklia. You untie the knot. You don't have to actually take out the woven part because it's not really connected anymore. Sheino osi latal loka gonzesh she mishehiter kesher edon. Even if you don't undo the bottom knot, but you undo the top one, the things are just going to fall straight out. Right? Im atomatautlo, if you carry it, unitik me'elo, it's going to fall apart by itself. She'en lo ela piv kalua kemin gedil lechos anasarim. The aravas aren't tied together. There's just a string around them that, that's tied, that weaves in and out of the aravas. So it's, since there's no knot at the top, they're all going to fall out if you try to carry it. So that's not called a bundle. Omer of Abba or Meshmuel Yerocho Shomru Chachonim Adam Yotze Bohen Yidei Chovasa B'Pesach Medinas Atuma Ve'ein Chotz Mifnei Atuma. The Yerochos that you Yotze Morer with on Pesach, they're Yerochos that are very thin, the leaves, and they dry up very fast. So the halacha is that they're Medinas Atuma, right? Because Lamaisa they can make an Ohel, they can have a Tefach. And if you have a tefach of them and tuma underneath it, so it brings tuma from one side of the leaf to the other side. But it's not considered a chatzitza. Normally an ohel is chotzeitz b'fnei atuma, and it's mevias atuma. It has a maila and a chesar. Right? Its maila is that the tuma, if there's a tefach between the tuma and the ohel, so it stops at the top of the ohel and spreads to the side. It doesn't go through the ohel. It's chotzeitz b'fnei atuma, but if there's not a tefach or it doesn't have a din of an oel, the tumah just goes straight up. So, and if it's something that's not chotzeitz b'fnei atuma, then it's not medias atuma either. It doesn't have a din of an oel. Here, the chumra, it has a din of an ohel and it brings tumah from one side to the other, but the kula doesn't have a din of chotzeitz b'fnei atuma. The reason is because what's it called? Since it's going to dry up and it's very thin. The Rabbanim were choshish, even when it has a tefach, that it's considered like it doesn't have a tefach. See Rashi. Yerocho shomru chachom b'pesach, shorim yotze b'em yidei morer, chazeres v'ulshin v'shar chevroseihem, those five minim, dakoseihem, the very thin leaves. Hilkach ein chotz mifnei atuma, im sichach b'hem gag. If you made a, what's it called, a gag out of them, they are not chotzeitz mifnei atuma, the tuma goes straight through them. Umid the Rabbanim who? Really, minat Torah, it's a god. It's what's it called? It's chotzeitz. But the Rabbanim were gozer that since it's going to dry up and it's not going to be an ohel for too long, we're afraid that if we let it be chotzeitz now, you'll think it's be chotzeitz later too. The gozer alai shlo yisumachayim lachotz with neatuma duma samchi alai luchiav shinami, because we're afraid that you'll be somechan even when it dries up. Miu ba'odim lachim chotzim midaraisa. Min haTorah it is chotzis b'fnei atuma. Just the Rabbanim were machmer to make it considered as if it's not a chatzitza. Mishum de lo makabli tuma, de lab maichal odim minu. Something that's makabel tuma is not chotzis b'fnei atuma. The tuma goes straight through it. But something that's not makabel tuma and it's a tefach is chotzis b'fnei atuma. So these have the criteria to be chotzis. Because they're not makabel tuma, they're not considered. The leaves are not meichel adam. The chiyav she ain't chotzes sin chatzitza can mefarish mefarchi v'nofli. Okay, and when they dry up, for sure they're not chotzes even min haTorah. But when they don't dry up, they're not chotzes min the rabbanim. Min haTorah they are chotzes. The rabbanim were machmer not to consider it a chatzitza v'fnei atuma. Uposlim besukkah mishum avir, and they're considered like air in the sukkah. Because we look at them as if they're dried up. So some learn that that's a derabanan. It's a gzeira. Because we're afraid that if you get used to using this as schach, you'll use it even when it dries up, and then it won't be enough schach. The Rambam learns that since these things don't last, so either they're not considered schach at all, they're bottled completely, or they're not roy for a sukkah for 7 days, and you need schach that's roy for 7 days. This is not schach that's roy for 7 days. My time, akiven d'lchiyav shi parchi v'nothli, k'mandu l'esnayu dhamu. Since when they dry up, they're going to fall down, and there's just going to be air there. So either the Rabbanan would go there, that even before they dry up, you can't use it as schach, you have to consider it like air, or since they're going to dry up and they can't possibly last for 7 days, it's pasul min haTorah. Because a sukkah that's not roy for 7 days is pasul. Umeviyin esatuma, back to Rashi, ba'odim lachim, as long as they're wet and fresh, and what's it called, and have a tefach, they're meviyin esatuma. The chol kamad lo yavshi oehu midaraisa. It's an oehu min haTorah. So the rabbanim there weren't makel. That shouldn't be maybe a satuma. It's maybe a satuma. It brings tuma from one side to the other. Uposlim besukah mishum avir, kashir sha'avir posulba. It has the same dimensions as avir. These things are considered like air. And air passes a sukkah in three tvachim. Tehainu b'shlosha tvachim. Kedamrin lekamam v'pirkim. Like we'll learn later, that a space in the sukkah, right, that divides the sukkah, if it's three tvachim, passes a sukkah. Avir b'shlosha. The loma sharinin lu litzol kashir shar schach pasul, right? And we don't consider it like schach pasul. We consider it mamish like air, because schach pasul is only pasul with arba tvachim, or from the side arba amos because of dofen akuma. The ochel haroy lekabel tumahu uschach pasul eino nitzol ela bi arba tvachim beemtzah the arba amos minatzad. L'chora we should consider this schach pasul, right? It's mekabel tumah. We're done it as aver, we consider it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, then it doesn't have a din of schach pasul, it's a din of aver. And it's pasul shlosha tvachim, whether on the side or in the middle. Okay. V'omar Rav Abba, Omar Rav Huna, habotzer legas ein lo yodos. The din of yad is that the stalks of food are not makabel tumah from themselves. But since they are mishamish the food, right, you need them as a yad, to hold on to it, to get to the food, or whatever, it serves the food, so midrabanan, it's bottled to the food, and it's makabel tumah also. Those are called yodos atumah. The things that are connected to something that's food, that in itself is not food. And it serves the food part, so then what's it called, the part that's not food is also makabel tumah. That's a yad. So a person who is who collects grapes, the vines of the grape are not yados because you don't want them there. You don't want those vines to remain by the grapes because since you're making wine, you don't want those things to get mixed in and absorb some of the wine. Rabbi Nashe bar Goda Omer Rav Huna hakotzel l'schach ein lo yados. Same thing if you harvest straw. For the sake of schach, also the yados. You don't want the what's it called the tvua, because it's not kosher for schach. You'd rather not have the food part. You just want the straw. So you don't want the straw to be connected to the food. Mandomer kotzer koshkein botzer. The one who said that when you harvest is not considered yados. Surely when you gather the vines for making wine, it's not considered. In other words, there's less reason why you would want the vines connected to the grapes than you would want the straw connected to the grain. Why? It's surely clear that you don't want the vines connected to the grapes when you're making wine. Right? And therefore, if you don't want the straw connected to the grain because of schach, surely you don't want the vines connected to the grapes. So if you hold that kotzer l'schach is not yados, kol shekein botzer is not yados. But man de omer botzer shein lo yados, aval kotzer yesh lo yados. But the one who says specifically that gathering the vines for wine it doesn't have yados, he could hold that when you harvest for schach, it does have yados. Why? The nichel eid l'sachet behu ki hechid lo levadron. If the food is less than the straw, you want the food to stay there. It doesn't passel the schach, and it holds it together, that it won't scatter around. So the shail over here, we'll see between Rashi and Tosfos, what won't scatter around. You want to do it because l'maisa, since the food doesn't passel the schach, you'd like to have the food. And since it's connected to the kash, it won't scatter. Or no, since the straw has food at the end, it's heavier, and it won't scatter in the wind when you have it on the top of the sukkah. Rashi. Habotzer legas, habotzer anovim lidrochoson. You harvest grapes in order to make them into wine. Ein lohem yados, lohavi ha'etz tumala ochel. Right? The the eitz is not considered a yad, that if tumah touches the vines, which are not normally makabel tumah, then the food becomes tameh. Lefisha einol tzorich lebeis achiza. You don't need that to hold on to. You don't want those vines there. V'lo nicha lebohem. V'chi yisrabo yavus letumah ba'arva rotov, honey mele b'yad atzricha o b'kli o b'ochel. A yad is maybe tumah on the kli or the ochel when you need the yad. You have a part of a kli that you need to hold the kli. So even though it's not a kli itself, it brings tumah to the kli. Same thing with ochel. That's where you need it there. But if you don't want it there, it's not considered a yad. Hakotzer l'schach ein hakasher mevim tumah la'ochel. The straw doesn't bring tumah to the ochel because you don't want the ochel on the straw. You don't want them to connect it. You don't want the food and the schach because food is not kosher for schach. And if you have too much food, it'll passel the whole thing. The ilav the psolish marugolov have a passel le sukkah. If there wouldn't be more straw than food, it would passel the whole sukkah. So you don't want the food there. So mandi omer kolcho le schach in lo yodos kosh kein botso le gas. Right, the one who said that even where you harvest for the sake of schach, it's what's it called, not a yad. Kol shekein, where you harvest for the sake of wine, it's not a yad. You want the grapes connected to the vines much less than you would want the food connected to the straw. Right? And amtsi l'chamri. The reason you don't want the grapes connected to the vines when you're making wine is because motzetzus is a yayin, matzidos, because it absorbs some of the wine, ruins your wine. But by the case of the schach, there it could be that you do want the food to remain. Since the straw is more than the food, so it's not possible in the schach, and there's a mile of having the food connected, so Rashi says, because you want to hold on to the, what's it called, the food. You don't want it to what's it called, be disconnected, because if it's disconnected, you'll lose it, and it'll go to waste. So this way you want it to remain connected, so eventually you could take it off and use it. Tosus learns that you want it connected for the sake of the kashim, that what's it called, that they should stay on the sukkah, because now it has weight. It's heavier if it has the food connected to it. It doesn't. It's just plain straw. It'll be blown off by the wind. So Moses says, "Name of the Rabbi Nasha Bar Gada Tanoihi." Let's say what Rabbi Nasha said. What's it called? That where is Rabbi Nasha? Right. Okay. That by the schach is what's it called, is also no yad. Let's say that's a machlokas tanoi. What's a machlokas tanoi? The Tanya. Soche te'enim, ubehem te'enim. You have the things that connect the te'enim to the tree, figs, and the te'enim are connected to them. Parchilim ben anovim. You have vines, clusters, the wood part, and there are grapes connected. Kashin ubehem shibolim. We have straw, and you have the tvua connected to it, mechabdos uben tamarim, or you have the wood part of the date palm, and there's dates connected to them. Kulon im psolis meruba ala ochlin ksheira, v'imlav psolis v'imlav psula. So the gabi schach, if there's more of the psolis than the food, then it's kosher for schach, because the food is bottled. And if there's not, there's more food, the food is makabel tumah, and it's possible. Okay? Cherim omrim, ad shu koshim merubim al hayodos vi al ha'ochlim. Right? You need not just more of the psolis than the food, but you don't count the part that is directly connected to the food either. It has to be that the part of straw that's farther away is more than the food plus the part that's directly connected to it, because there's a din of yad. So what do you see? It's machlokes tanoim, whether what's it called, these things are considered yados or not. Okay. My lab b'hokim iflgei, the mar sover yeshlen yados, the mar sover enlen yados. that when you harvest for the sake of schach, right, the acherim hold that there is a din of yad, and the Tanakhama holds there is no din of yad. So what Rav Nashia said is a machlokas tanoi, right? Gemara says, Reb Abba Vari Tanoi, Reb Abba who holds that what's it called, that kotzer v'schach could be, is what's it called, right, the boatzer, right. Rav Abba holds that only boatzer is what's it called, ein lo yad. But he would hold by schach that there would be what's it called, a din of yados. Because you want the food to stay together. But only by boatzer, there is no yad. So according to Rav Abba, it's a vare machlokas tanoim. Because he holds that it would have to be that the ones who hold that it is not a yad, the Tanakhama doesn't hold like him. He has to hold like Acheri. Right? That's clear. Okay. But the Rav Menashe Bar Gadha Milema Tanoihi, let's say the Rav Menashe is also dependent on this Machlokas Tanoim, right? He holds that it is good, there is no Yados, that only works out according to the Tanakhama, but not according to Acherim. Acherim would not be like Rav Menashe. Someone says, no, Omer Lecha Rav Menashe, the Kulei Almei Savri HaKotzu L'Shach Ein Lo Yados. Everybody really holds Meikar Adin, there's no Yad when you cut for Shach. Aye, Acherim says there is, right? When is he talking about? The Hachamai Askina Keon Shekotzu L'Achila, the Nimlech Aleim L'Sichuch. You originally cut them down for food, and then everybody holds his Yad. Okay, but then you change your mind and you decided to use it for schach. Right? So the Gemara says, Yikotzim achila matamayu derabonon. Right? And why would the Rabbanon hold the Einyad? That you only have to mevatel, you have to have more kash and what's it called, yados than the food. The yados are not considered part of the food. Right? Why would they hold it's not considered part of the food? If you were kotzer for the sake of food, for sure there's a din of yados. Since you changed your mind afterwards, and you had in mind for schach, then it's bottle the din of yados, and acherim hold it's not bottle, that's a machlokas, whether since you changed your mind, does it now become nadiyad, or no, since l'chatchila, when you harvested it, you did it for the sake of food, it remains a yad. Right? Bottle machshavto. Right, it's not true. We'll see on Sunday the kasha on this. But in any case, I think what I want to say that the case of this brisa is talking where you originally harvested it for the sake of food, and therefore it definitely has a yad. It should be a yad according to everybody. But then you change your mind, and you're going to use it for schach. So the Rabbanan holds, since you changed your mind, the din of yad is bottle. And for Acherim holds, even though you changed your mind, it's not bottle. That's what the Gemara thinks now. On that, Sunday, we're going to ask a kasha then. Okay. Where it says, name of the Rav Menashe, the Omer Kotzer, Ein Lo Yados Tanoi. Let's say the Rav Menashe said that if you're Kotzer, L'Shach, there's no din of yados, there's a Machlokas Tanoim. Because L'Chora, Acherim holds, there is a din of yados by Kotzer, L'Shach. So cheteinim, anfeteinim, the branches where the figs are connected to them. Parchilim is moros, is the vines that the grapes are connected. Mechabdos anfedekel, the mechabdos are the branches where the dates are connected. Ksherim l'schach, they're all kosher l'schach, al hayados, kedei beis yad, somach l'ochel. The yad is not the whole straw, it's the part closest to the food that you can hold on to, next to the food. Afu tzorach bittel. So the acherim hold, it's not enough to have what's it called, more straw than food. More branch than food. You need more branch than food plus the yad. Because the yad is also considered possible for schach. Because it's mekabel tumah. Shigam hu mekabel tumah. Zmer says, L'Rab Abba domer botzerein lo yados aval kotzer yeshlo. According to Rab Abba, who says that botzer does not have yado. But kotzer does, it surely is machlokas tanoim. Because l'maisa, there's a rabbanon who hold that it's not a yad. Vare tanoi, al korche mi boi lemeimer ano da amri kacherim. He has to hold like kacherim, that there is a yad. Da amri yeshlo. The ilu tanakama, lo mesukim kavose. The tanakama can't hold like him, because the tanakama holds there is no yad, even if you take it for the sake of schach. Da homer ein lo. The iba kotzer lachila, and if it's going to say it's talking where he originally was kotzer for the sake of food, the nimlach lesichuk, and then you change your mind, koshkein da havi lemeimer yeshlo. Right? Because he holds it always has a din of yad, even if you did it for schach. Kol shekein, if you did it for food and change your mind. So the Tanakama can't hold like Rababa. The Ka'amar ain't lo. Hilkach lo masukmak Rababa. Rababa can only hold like Acherim. Can't hold like the Tanakama. But El Rabbi Nashia, who holds domer kotzer schach ain't lo. Rabbi Nashia holds that there is no yad when you kotzer the schach. So then he would be very good according to the Tanakama, but Acherim would be a problem. So is it a machlokas tanoim, or maybe not? Maybe the case over here is different than Rabbi Nashia's case. Mi midche klok, mi milse ketanoi, ulameim rano amri ketanakama v'acherim pligik. Will Rabbi Nashia be forced to say that he only holds like the Tanakama and not like acherim? Oh, mokmin l'masnisim b'kotzer l'achilo. Or maybe not. We could say the Mishnah's talking over there where you originally harvested it for food, and then everybody holds it has a din of a yad. And that explains acherim, that it's a yad, even though Rabbi Nashia says it's normally not a yad. That's if you harvest it for the sake of schach. But if you harvest it l'chatchila for the sake of food, it has a yad. The nimlech v'sachik, and then you change your mind and you want to use it for schach. Mishum hachi amri acherim the yesh l'yodos. That's why acherim says since l'chatchila you have in mind food, changing your mind doesn't help. And the Tanakam holds it does help. So everybody holds like Rabbi Nashia, that if you do it l'chatchila for schach, it doesn't have yados. The Mishnah over here is talking where you didn't do it l'schach l'chatchila. The question is, now that you change your mind for schach, does that help or not? Avol b'kotzer l'schach acherim modu, no mideinu. But if you be kotzer l'schach l'chatchila, even the acherim would be maskim that it has, that what's it called, that it has no yados. Only because you did it lechatchila that acherim hold that it has a din of yad, and therefore everybody could hold like Rabbi Nashia. The Gemara says that can't be the case, because changing your mind according to no one would help. You can't just change your mind and now it's not makabel tuma. Something is makabel tuma, even if you change your mind about it, it's still makabel tuma. Okay, that's what we'll see on Sunday.